His first career was as a concert singer. He was in Europe concertizing and pursuing his vocal studies in the 30s when he discovered the work of the Impressionists and the Post-Impressionists at the Louvre. He would visit every day, and he began feeling that visual imagery was a way of being more creative. And so it was over in France that he bought his first camera and began photographing.
The exhibition is titled Revelations, and that's because photography for Bullock was a form of revelation. He used it to explore the world and to understand it better. I'm Brett Abbott, the Keough Family Curator of Photography and Head of Collections at the High. The exhibition has 108 photographs in it. It's composed across three galleries.
And there is an arc that you can see from the earlier pictures of the 1950s when he was putting human figures in nature. And in the later work, he has gone to actually embedding humanity in nature, so that you have natural forms that evoke qualities about people. This photograph, you can see just as a half apple, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful image. You can see the juice dripping from the apple, but there's also a face.
His photographs were tangible expressions of his own search for the meaning of light and life. I'm Lynn Harrington Bullock. I'm the youngest daughter of Wynne and Edna Bullock. He believed that everything was energy, and his images speak to the universality of humanity and nature.
We lived in a very simple two-bedroom house with a one-car garage, and he had a very small dark room at the end of the garage. If he was excited about an image, he would bring it up dripping from the washer to share it with us, and he would invite us to respond to it. If we liked it, we would talk about it, and we would talk about what it meant to us, and he would share what it meant to him. We were involved, and he loved his family. The image we're looking at is called Child in Forest. It's taken in 1951. This was one of the images chosen to be included in the famous Family of Man show. And when this was taken, we were on a road trip. I was 5 years old. At that time, there was no freeways, there were just these two-lane roads, and there were pullouts with picnic tables. We got out, had our picnic, and Dad noticed that there was a break in the barbed wire fence that marked the boundary. So he went in about 100 yards and discovered this primeval forest. He came back and he invited Mother and I to go back with him into the forest. And he invited me to take off my clothes and lay in the forest. Well, that meant to us as family members that taking off your clothes in nature was getting closer to nature and being a part of it. It was a very natural thing. I lay down, and as I was able to relax, I was transformed by the experience. Our local newspaper printed it, and I cut it out and took it to show and tell. I knew it was a special thing. Well, standing there holding that, I realized for the first time that our family was probably a little different. My teacher was embarrassed, but Mom and Dad were wonderful. And they just said, remember the day. Remember how you felt. And it's okay to know that it was a special and beautiful moment.
Brett had us come up the elevator, and we saw the little announcement on the elevator wall, and then the doors opened, and we saw the entranceway with Wynne Bullock Revelations, and it just, oh my gosh.
It brought tears to both of our eyes. This work has touched our hearts so deeply. We've lived with it, we've been a part of it, and one of the things that we have worked with ever since Dad died is sharing this work that we believe in so strongly with the world. Dad has not had a show like this of his work ever, really. During his lifetime, he had some retrospective shows, but none have really told the story in the way that this one has.